exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. The second half hour of hour number three here on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 edition. During the break, I was just casually flipping through this book, The Enemies Within, The Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the United States Congress by Trevor Loudon. Again, this signed autographed copy, 2013-2015 edition. Loyal listener, longtime friend, Summer, said, Randy, don't forget, this book is also a movie. So you might be able to find it on YouTube. You might be able to find it on some streaming channel. The Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. Well, I just happened to turn to page 126. The Council for a Livable World, the CLW. Never even heard of these people. The Washington, D.C.-based Council for Livable World has been financing and lobbying pro-disarmament and anti-U.S. military legislators since its founding in 1962. Folks, this goes all the way back to President John F. Kennedy being assassinated in Dallas, Texas. Lyndon Baines Johnson being sworn in on the airplane. Well, the person who founded the Council for a Livable World was founded by the Manhattan Project nuclear scientist Leo Szilard. It was led by leftists Jerome Grossman, and more lately, former high-ranking Democratic Party congressman from Michigan, David Bonnier, who had been a key part of America's march to a national defense meltdown. The CLW has funded hundreds of United States senators and congressmen throughout its history. Almost all Democrats, however, with a sprinkling of leftist Republicans. What did Donald Trump talk about last night in his State of the Union address? That they have budgeted for and have completely rebuilt our military. The leftists went nuts. Why? Because one of their main organizations, going back to the 1960s, want pro-disarmament and anti-U.S. military legislators in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump referenced last night that recruiting numbers of our young people volunteering to join the military, the numbers are through the roof. His Space Force, Donald Trump's baby, he called it, has got these young gamers, these kids who have been sitting in their homes, in their basements, in their bedrooms for years with headsets on, wraparound boom mics, and online connected to these war games. These young people are perfect candidates to be drone pilots. Space war. Space force, along with drones, are going to replace fighter pilots like Dave Ajema. Have you guys seen the most recent Top Gun Tom Cruise movie? In the opening scenes of that movie, the actor, I forget his name right now, tells Tom Cruise that he's a dying breed. Human pilots flying our fighter jets are going to come to extinction very soon. It's all going to be done by drones. Donald Trump is leading the effort in making this a reality. The Golden Dome project that's fully funded. It's why he wants to negotiate for control of Greenland. He wants to put one of the very main components of the Golden Dome in Greenland. Look at a map. Look at the entire Western Hemisphere. The Monroe Doctrine. Go back, research it, look at it. Look at those maps. If you put the Golden Dome, folks, in Greenland, it is in the first line of defense to knock out of the sky any ballistic missile that comes from Iran, Russia, or China. Look at the map. If the Golden Dome doesn't knock them right out of the sky and have them fall down into the oceans of that area, guess what? We've got destroyers and battleships with ballistic missiles, heat-seeking ballistic missiles that can shoot them down. And if that doesn't work, the final line of defense will be a Golden Dome based somewhere in North America. Probably most likely Maine, Newfoundland, somewhere in that general geographic area to be able to knock it down before it gets to New York or Washington, D.C. This is Donald Trump's vision for the Golden Dome. That's why he wants Greenland. It's exactly why he wants it. Well, in that chamber last night, and you could see it on their faces, especially the radicals, Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Elizabeth Warren, she's in this book going all the way back to 2013, 2015. They hated everything Donald Trump was saying. Why? Because he basically was telling them, I'm reinforcing the three-legged stool. Morality and our young people are coming back. They're going to end up going to church. And we are patriotic. And if you're not patriotic, you're showing your colors, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe you're not standing up for this statement I just made. You people disgust me. At the one part, he said these people are crazy. No, they're not crazy. They're possessed. They have been supportive, and they have attended enough of these conferences, the Socialists of America. Where was that one page I just flipped to? I just, by accident. Where was it? Oh, here it is. Socialists International, page 124. Communists welcomed. Reformed communists and Communist Party members are welcome with open arms and hold top posts within Socialist International. Socialist International is a worldwide organization of around 170 social democratic, socialist, and labor parties. They have absolutely worked through Democratic Socialists of America, Those who regularly attend its conferences and meetings end up being U.S. comrades that promote their ideas through channels in, listen to this, the U.S. labor union movement and the Democratic Party. Page 125. This is absolutely amazing, the information in this book. And guess what, folks? It's dated 13 years ago. Some of these people are no longer even alive that are in this book. Ted Kennedy is in the book. Well, there's a new breed of the enemies within, and they were on full display last night in Donald Trump's State of the Union address. Why? Why do you think they hate him so much? Because he's bold in standing up for America first. He is the president of the United States. He's not the president of the world. Donald Trump wants every president, every foreign minister of any country to stand up and fight for their country just like we stand up and fight for ours. Military is being rebuilt. Morality is coming back. He talked about his friend Charlie Kirk. Erica Kirk was recognized. She was in the gallery. She stood up. And I absolutely love the fact that he announced that he's appointing our vice president, J.D. Vance, to look into the waste, fraud, and abuse that's happened in Minnesota and other states as well. He claims what happened in Minnesota is the tip of the iceberg. It's been happening in California. It's been happening in New York. It's been happening in Michigan. It's been happening all across our country. And now J.D. Vance has been given the assignment to investigate it. Absolutely love it. I just wish he hadn't gone off teleprompter as much as he did. The speech was way too long, and frankly, I had to go to sleep. I just could not continue on listening to it. I think I'll go back and finish it off online later this afternoon as I'm getting ready for Governor Gretchen Whitmer's State of the State final address tonight at 7 o'clock. I'm going to have an early dinner, and man, I'm going to get my popcorn and light beer out and enjoy watching her last address tonight at 7 o'clock. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kiyevsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kiyevsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, and you just heard the commercial for the upcoming two-day event, Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. They've got a bunch of vendors coming, ammunition, firearms. They're willing to buy, sell, or trade firearms. They'll have some good prices on ammunition. It's going to be held at the VFW post there in Harbor Springs. It's going to be on Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5. Ticket prices for adults are $8 at the door. The kids 12 and under are free. They will have food available for you to buy, but they are going to have a bunch of vendors there. And if you're interested, maybe you want to buy a firearm, you want to sell one, or you want to trade one, this may be a way for you to do it. Now, personally, I like dealing with Tom and Karen Curtis at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, but this is just a two-day pop-in event that Harbor Springs is doing up there in Harbor Springs. So if you'd like more information, you can give Tim a call. If you're interested, text me HS Harbor Springs, HS, and I'll send you the flyer. It has Tim's phone number on it as well as his email. If there's a particular model or something you're looking for, you can text him and see if any of the vendors he's invited to attend, participate, whether they have it, you might be able to find it. So greatly appreciate that. Also, Mount Morenci Republican Party, a week from tonight, they're in Atlanta. They're hosting Justin Michael for Congress. If you'd like that flyer, text me MC for Mount Morenci County, and I'll send you that flyer as well. I believe the door is open at 5:30. It's going to be at the Senior Center right there in M33. So just text me MC for Mount Morenci County Republican Party, MC, and I'll send you the flyer on that one as well. Also, I want to let you know and make sure you know, make sure you put this on your calendar. I know many of you have heard this already. 4th of July, big celebration at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County, right off of M-115. We've got Mark Farner's American Band booked. We've got other bands that are going to be his warm-up band, and a huge fireworks display at the end of the night. This is going to be a very affordable concert because we want you guys to come and party with us. We are going to have a big 250th birthday party for America, and you guys are invited. 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, we are going to have the governor candidates come and talk to us, take questions from the audience at the 7th annual Antrim County Conservative Union's Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Young kids got to come with parents or an adult to take them through the firearm training down at the gun range. They're going to be shooting a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. They will learn all about firearm safety. They will understand the barrels, the chambers, the magazines. They are going to understand the triggers, the trigger locks, the safeties. They're going to learn all about it. They are going to learn how to hold and properly fire a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. When those young people get done with that training and they shoot, they'll put their name in a hat, and we will have a drawing for two firearms. John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway Palmer Farms, has purchased and is donating a .22 long rifle with some ammo. And Nick Wallace, the owner of J2 Construction out of Harbor Springs, Petoskey area, he's already contacted Tom and Karen Curtis and has bought a 20-gauge shotgun. Those two firearms will be given away to two lucky young people. Parents, you have to be with the kids to go through the training, and if they win the firearms, you will be responsible for those firearms. Tickets are already on sale on the website, acconservatives.org. Read the post. Read everything about the event. In the top right corner is a yellow donate button. You click on it. Our ACCU PayPal account opens. Put your cursor there where the zeros are. Change it to the dollar amount. If you're buying more than one ticket, you need to go on where it says note to seller and give us the names of everybody that's coming for your donation. You can pay with a credit card, debit card, online. You'll get an email receipt from our PayPal account, not yours, ours, and that's your ticket. Either print it out or take a picture of it on your phone, and you'll show that to our security people at the gate to get in Saturday, July 18th at 12 noon. Ian Murphy is roasting the pork again this year. We're going to have all the fixings, plus my Trick or Randy's world-famous carrot cake. So text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to